Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following radio broadcast.
You are listening to the news for the town of Clinton on your local CCBN radio station. School district officials have announced that they will be extending the deadline for new candidates to register for the upcoming school board election this May. Remember, you can find the location for your voting district by visiting the official website of the town of Clinton. We encourage all of the citizens of Clinton to exercise their right to vote in the May election.
Number 71. What is the announcement about? Number 72. What can listeners do on the website? Number 73. What are listeners encouraged to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following radio advertisement.
Hello, everyone. Help us celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Salem Furniture Outlet in downtown Marion. From now until the end of the month, you can get a free 22-inch flat-screen television with a purchase of over $1,500 or more. So come on down and check out our fine selection of couches, chairs, dining room tables, and much more. This anniversary offer only lasts until the end of the month. Don't miss this great opportunity. Come in today.
Number 74. What is the outlet store celebrating? Number 75. What must customers do to receive the promotional offer? Number 76. When does the promotion end? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following instructions.
Thank you for attending today's safety workshop. My name is Tim Hines, and I'll be instructing everyone on how to maintain a safe work environment. As you know, a factory is full of safety hazards. I have looked over the history of accidents for this factory, and it appears most accidents happen during the night shift. Therefore, my first suggestion for everyone here is to make sure you are getting enough sleep before your night shift. Sufficient rest is one of the best methods for avoiding work accidents.
Number 77. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 78. What document has the speaker reviewed? Number 79. What does the speaker suggest listeners do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Roger. It's Jenna speaking. According to an email I received from Tina Miller, our business trip to Moscow has been delayed until next month. The factory we are scheduled to tour has been closed for some renovations. We are waiting until the construction at the factory is finished. In the meantime, I'll send you the revised travel itinerary for you to review. Let me know if you have any questions about this change.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the trip to Moscow? Number 81. What is the reason for the delayed departure? Number 82. What does the speaker say she will send to the listener? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel truly honored to be promoted to executive chef at such a prestigious establishment such as Gray's on High Street. I have been there for 5 years, and during that time we have been able to achieve a 2-star Michelin rating. We have spent hundreds of hours in the kitchen at night perfecting our recipes and working on new and exciting culinary techniques. I have to say, this promotion is not just for me. I could not have done this without highly skilled crew. Their diligence and hard work have led to our success. So, please join me in giving them a warm round of applause. To our future.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
I could not have done this without highly skilled crew?
Number 85. Where most likely does the speaker work?